Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, so similar, but even more so, I think amplified, but similar to D'Amico Ryan's, where like we're reaching a point where it's really this is the first real bit of adversity. I'm not talking about just being down in a game or having to strain a little bit to win a game or practice or whatever it is. I'm talking about the way you're viewed by and large, not just by the masses, but specifically by the people that root for you, that care about you the most. This is probably closest to the lowest that it's been, if it's not the lowest that it's been. And then we were just talking about how you evaluate the quarterback. I actually thought that CJ was fine leading up to that Green Bay game. And ever since that game is when these concerns, a lot of the concerns that Clint had been bringing up all year, to be honest with you, that I was kind of like, man, I don't know if I'm seeing that, Clint. I don't know if he's really hurting the team as much as the team is failing him. That's the way I thought about it up until we got into that Green Bay game. And I feel like you take that game, and of course there's a Colts win in between there, but you take that game, then you take this past game against the Jets, which by the way was in front of a national audience, and now you've got this Lions game that's going to be in front of another national audience, and you have back-to-back duds. Like, I don't think C.J. Stroud is in a position yet. I don't think he is at a point yet, for as much as he's beloved and highly thought of as a young player, I don't feel like he's reached a point to where he can afford back-to-back nationally televised duds and survive it in a way to where we're still talking about C.J. Stroud the way we had been before. So you still think
C.J. is viewed the same way he was at the start of the season at this point? Because he still could be. I get the feel that it is. CJ's running for his life. CJ can't get protection. CJ, I feel like it is still, not just from the fan base. The fan base,
yeah.
You know, CJ's on God mode. But nationally, I don't think it's gotten to a space where, like Clint was saying yesterday, CJ right now is killing this team with, you know, some of the decisions he's making. I do still feel like he is in that range. But I think you're right. He is at least taking some slippage.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that.
He's got another primetime game right after this.
Well, because again, we're talking about excuses. I feel like all of those excuses are legitimate and valid. It's just that so would be the criticisms of CJ himself. Like, I feel like you should be able to factor in all of these things that we talk about between the offensive line, especially on the interior, losing Nico Collins and the significance of that, and then you lose Stephon Diggs on top of that. Like, all of those things are legitimate reasons for a quarterback to not play as well as he potentially could. Like, your teammates are lesser. I feel like you are going to be lesser in a team sport. Like, it just goes without saying. It does not take away from the legitimate criticisms of holding the ball too long, getting happy feet, a little bit of anxiousness in the pocket because of the things that are going on around you, some of the inaccuracies that we've seen, like all of those things that are issues right now in his game. And I think that they're all fixable and correctable things. I still believe in CJ. But if they show up in back-to-back performances against a national audience, I do feel like you're going to start to see a little bit of questioning. Not so much the narrative changing of, hey, is he really that good? But, hey, did we crown it too early? Were we a little hasty just because he had this really good rookie year?
Listen, my concern is not that stuff, his standing on how people feel about him. I mean, I'm sure some people are concerned about that. including himself. But that's where it is for me is with him. Like, I think CJ clearly sees, yo, hey, there's some other young quarterbacks that is sliding in here and starting to play ball.
Yep. New flavor of them just popped up on the TV.
I think he sees Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
That's the talk. That's how they used to talk about me. They talk about Jaden Daniels, a serious MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Now we got people saying they take I've heard that. They take Jaden Daniels over CJ. I've seen that topic has started. The old take Mahomes out of it. CJ Stroud for about the last 6 months was winning that one.
Yeah.
I've seen people talk about Jaden Daniels. I think he sees that. And for me is, we started to see it in the Packer game first, and then I think he cleaned it up a bit in the Colts game. But I think we started to see it again is, and then you talked about, I think it's a form of leadership, is him holding it together.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And him holding it together, because I think it rolls out to his team. Like the Jets game, he got hit and he hit the deck, and he wasn't accepting help from his offensive lineman to help him up. Now, some of you also probably thinking to yourself, I don't want to accept no damn help from Laremy Tunsil getting up after I got hit either. But he's like, no, I got it. Like those small things, I think he has got to hold it together. And I think it's a lot of frustration. I think it's a frustration of not winning or not playing the way that he has a standard set in his mind, him not being able to do the things that he wants to do. And I think it's also a bit of an issue of, hey, people, like you said, new flavor of the month.
Yeah.
People looking at other places.
Yeah.
People are now coming out talking about maybe slightly, maybe it ain't. I ain't the best young quarterback. I think it's all of it, and I think he has got to. I thought he did an excellent job against the Colts of handling it. I thought he was hit all over the place. He kept getting up. He kept doing the thing. He kept encouraging. He was the leader that he was. I think maybe took some. And listen, understandable that he is frustrated. But I think he took some steps where you could almost look and see in a way of showing up as teammates or in a way of that. And he has got to refrain from doing that as hard as it is.
I don't want the Texans to live in a space of where CJ Stroud has got to save them from themselves. You know, like offensive line is leaky. Let's just say, you know, theory out there, or just, you know, hypothetically speaking, that the defense isn't playing well or whatever it is. We don't have a balanced team, and so we've got a franchise quarterback, and that's going to save us. I don't want them to live in that space, but I do want the quarterback, the franchise quarterback, once you dub him great or once you deem C.J. Stroud the next best thing.
And he deserves it.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I'm with it. But I think the responsibility that comes with that is, hey, even though it's less than ideal to be in that situation, to be in that space, living there where I don't want you to live, you still have to be that guy that kind of raises everybody up.
Yes.
And not just gets pulled down with the tide, if that makes sense, right? Like, don't just go down with the sinking ship because the offensive line is leaky. The play caller, it seems like he might be in and over his head at the moment. And, like, no, you've got to now be the reason and the thing that elevates everybody, because that is the responsibility of not just a franchise quarterback, but one that we're elevating in the space that we're elevating C.J. Stroud at. So I think he's got to do that. At some point, it's got to turn, and this is the time. Like, the back-to-back nationally televised games, playing against, at home, by the way, playing against the best team, what a lot of people think is the best team in football, in the Detroit Lions. Like, this, that time is now to step into that mode, step into that role that people have kind of already anointed you into. I think he's got to do that.
Yeah, it's
even if it's unfair,
it's a big week with it.
Right,
no, it is unfair.
I think sometimes, you know, you can become a prisoner of your own success, a victim of your own success. And CJ, to me right now, is a little bit of a victim of his own success. With great power comes great responsibility. We hear that all the time. Like, I think that he's reached a point. Hey, we're talking about you potentially top five MVP candidate, all of that type of stuff. Okay, well, if you want to be that, you got to show up against the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football after giving a dud to an inferior, what was supposed to be at least an inferior football team on Thursday night, the New York Jets.
Yeah. All right, that's Brandon Scott. Catch all his work, sportsradio610.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.